Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It is Friday!
Surrounding Monroe County and the other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
BXY mornings with Loose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up.
You got to bump it up. Bump it up.
Make sure you guys are always listening to win for your shot in at Chiva Theater for our first ever live show, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, live after dark, February 6th.
Let's go. Show starts at 7. Doors open at 6. We're going to do a little like meet and greet before, hang out with you guys, shake hands, kiss babies. We want to like physically meet you, so we're excited.
Yes, we do. We're going to get blackout before the show.
Period.
People in India are drinking the water from their air conditioning units because they think it's religious. And, you know, this story was placed on my desk in my corner office upstairs. Right. I don't know who placed it there, but I started reading it this morning. I think, you know, I just figured out another reason why so many people just suffer from weird deformities and diseases all over the world because they're doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
In a video online, which I did see, it went viral because of all these people in India drinking from their AC units, thinking it's holy water. I didn't understand it. The water dripped from this elephant-shaped spout, which is integrated with the temple's cooling system. And despite some people pointing it out and saying, no, that's AC discharge, many are like, continue
whatever.
To drink it. It's got a little bitterness to it. But it raised a lot of concerns about faith versus critical thinking and potential infection, if you will.
Well, it's giving like antifreeze. Like that's what I'm picturing from it. There has to be so many chemicals that are pumped through that AC unit that is then filtering out, and you're like, well, let's just drink this and give this a whiz.
There was like older people in their 90s, all with their Dixie cup. Waiting to get a sip in line,
okay.
Just to get a little of that AC discharge.
Is that technically what it's called, discharge?
That's what they're calling it,
okay.
Yeah. Some guy, people will ingest all types of weird things. I mean, we've seen My Strange Addiction, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure have.
Some guy named the Liver Doc on social media had to reach out to the public and said in all caps, please do not drink air conditioning water. Cooling and air conditioning systems are breeding grounds for many types of infections, including fungus, which are some of them really hellish. Exposure to air conditioning condensed water can lead to a terrifying disease known as Legionnaire's disease, spread by a species of bacteria called Legionella, not to be confused with Nutella. And the first response in the comments to this guy's post was, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Please.
I'm like, I think he does.
Please.
I mean, I don't think it takes a doctor to tell somebody you probably shouldn't be drinking the AC discharge coming out of your AC unit.
Right. You know, it's just there are so many people that are so easily impressionable. And I think to myself, oh, this ends when you're like you come out of a adolescent teen era and now you're an adult and you're thinking for yourself, you're moving through life for yourself, but it sounds like you just get older and you become more impressionable than you were as a child.
Right.
Like,
I mean, people wonder why they have an extra limb growing out of their forehead. This could very well have something to do with that.
And I think that religion plays like a big part in people. Like, people want so desperately to know what's to come and, you know, believing in a higher power. And I think that's all fine and well. But you drinking AC discharge and putting yourself in harm's way because you think it's a part of the higher power, can't get on board with it. I just can't. Truly.
I don't even know. I can't even begin to tell you what that probably tastes like. Probably the water cooler in our break room. I mean, they haven't changed out that filter.
Fully. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like a glass of water that you left there for 2 weeks and then you go to drink it and you're like,
yeah, this is not
interesting. Interesting.
I mean, does the video of people drinking air conditioning water in India surprise me? No, of course not. I mean, the amount of food vendor videos I've watched of people serving food in the streets, I mean, that is enough to think something like this is completely normal. But the question this morning, 585-252-9800, what is the weirdest thing you or someone you know eats or drinks? Because
like for religious reasons or just like
in general? Let's go back to Strange Addiction. You remember the girl that was obsessed with eating deodorant and baby powder?
Yeah.
That was on the daily.
Yeah, I knew. I watched an episode where this girl drank her own pee, so.
For what purpose? Just because it tastes good?
She was addicted to it, allegedly.
Talk about reusing and recycling.
And then another guy was drinking gasoline.
Like, how can you possibly survive that?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I really don't know how you can survive that. But he was doing it. I mean, I saw it live on camera.
You guys remember Chase, who was making love to his Corvette?
How could I forget?
The guy was in love with
and
his car.
And then they got a divorce.
Yes.
And he remarried a carnival ride.
That's right.
Talk about upgrade, truly.
Somebody just texted in. I had a college roommate back in the day who would eat raw chicken breast. One of the grossest things I ever witnessed.
Ugh. Don't put me down for that.
A couple months ago, we had a girl call the show that said, what was the weird... We did a segment. What was the weirdest pregnancy craving you ever had? And she was eating raw chicken sandwiches, just throwing it between some bread.
The kids in your stomach, like, can we get something else on the menu?
So,
like, this is really not great for me.
In California, I used to have to do drop-offs at this weird house. I don't want to really get into it, but one day... I went into the garage to help myself to something in the fridge, and it was like a weird scene out of the movie. I opened the refrigerator, and it's just containers and containers and containers of just jarred goat milk. It was like something out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And somebody walked in. I go, they're like, can I help you? I was like, oh, I don't know. I was looking for like a Gatorade or something like that. They're like, have you ever tried goat milk? I said, no. They're like, do you want some? I said, no. They're like, you'd be surprised what the health benefits are behind this stuff.
And, like, then did they hand you a pamphlet for Scientology? Like, what? Really?
It was.
Oh,
yeah, it
wow.
was Scientology.
Oh, God. Not me bearing the lead.
I wasn't going to go there, but yeah, you pretty much, yeah, you called it.
Wow.
We did a lot of weird things.
Okay. That's fine, I guess.
Even in college, man, people were. Let's talk about the Tide Pod Challenge on TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, I think this all just stems from not even peer pressure, just like trying to fit in and trying to be cool and doing something that other people are doing. I don't live my life like that. I like to do things the opposite of what everyone else is doing, but it's neither here nor there.
Oh, this is interesting.
I get it.
This is interesting. Moose, my old manager at American Eagle used to drink goat milk. It's actually easier to digest and apparently way better health benefits than raw milk. Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, like, also, I would be curious to go to, like, different cultures and countries and, like, they in other places popular in Mexico eat grasshoppers There's fried tarantulas.
Yeah, stuff like, yeah. That's common.
Eating ants.
You ever try breast milk?
I don't know if I have. I would not be opposed.
I tried it.
On ice or warm?
No, it was, it came from back in the day when Sandy Waters down the hall was pregnant. So I tried her breast milk live on the air.
It was out of a bottle, right?
We put it in a little shot glass and then we put Hershey syrup in there and I made chocolate milk. It was a little bitter, but I was like, oh, I feel like I have a ton of energy.
You kept asking her for some. She's like, I have to feed my child.
Join Moose and Bree. I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Easy anytime, anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
At what point is it way too late to back out? PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 585-252-9800. I don't know, maybe you guys have ever been in a position where you backed out of something, it was last minute. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was your wedding day.
You had your heart set on it, though. Maybe money's involved, you know? It can be tough to walk away from something like that.
Did you accept the job and then you thought to yourself, no, this is not it?
Right.
We want to hear your stories this morning. And I touched on this earlier, that a couple of years ago, I knew someone who backed out of a first date, right, Breezy?
Yeah.
While sitting in the restaurant parking lot. The car was still on, the engine's running, phone is in hand, and they sat there staring at the front door, and then I guess had this internal meltdown that I don't have the energy for this. I'm too nervous. I don't have my crystals.
It. Yeah.
I don't like steak. And then just sent me a text at the moment that, hey, I'm not... I'm gonna go. I'm peacing out, and just left me there.
The fact that it was your day, I thought it was like a friend of a friend. No, it was you. I'm like,
but you're already here. Just come in, you know. And I will say this: a weak man would have left, but a confident man, he stays and has dinner alone.
Yeah.
So I left.
I was gonna say he racked up a $90 check at Red. By himself. He's going to take a whole bottle of wine.
Are you kidding me? It's not the first time I've done that.
No.
What was the last thing in your life that you just kind of bailed on last minute?
You just backed out of. That's just me with plans on a Friday night, especially in the winter. Winter specifically, because it's just too cold. And you get home after a long week and you're like, I should thank the stomach bug. I should. But
people back out of plans all the time. You know?
Yeah.
But you've never been in a position like you went to work on the job as a server and then peaced out?
Me?
Yeah.
Never walked off a job. No. I wonder how many people feel this way about like being a parent. Like you're full-fledged.
Oh, there's a lot of dads that have left.
I was more so talking about moms. Like ready to get... your egg retrieval going, and you're like, yeah, actually, never mind.
Let me go to some calls coming in. Hi, PXY, what's your name?
My name is Erica.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Do you have a solid story you want to share with us?
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid.
Okay, the stage is yours.
So myself. So I was supposed to move in with my boyfriend, and I don't know. At first, I felt, you know, when you get that like feeling inside of you, there's like your gut is saying, don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Right. So I felt like that, but I mean, I love him. We were together for like a whole year.
Okay.
So I felt like the time wasn't right. And so I was planning to move in the next day. And I don't know. I just noticed things about him when it came to like the finances.
Like
what? I'd ask him about bills. Like, for instance, I would ask him about bills and he would just be like, really, like, just never explained anything, you know? And he would just kind of brush it over and, like, he never had cash on him. I don't know. I just thought it was really weird, so.
When it came to finances, you just had a gut feeling this dude's dead broke?
No. I did not have the gut feeling at first. I just, my gut feeling was, don't do it. Don't move in with him.
Oh, okay.
But then I noticed like weird things, like him having never having cash on him, which is, to me, that's very odd.
Okay.
You know, when I brought up bills, he'd be like, you know, he's like, ah, I just, you know, use my credit card. I want to get the points, which I got, you know, I mean, I loved him.
We love points. Okay.
To be fair, Erica, I mean, not a lot of people carry cash. I mean, my dad definitely does, but, like, it's not the first medium of finances.
It's 2026.
No, I mean, I get it. I know, but still, like, at least, like, $5. Like, there's still, like, certain places, like, that you need cash, right?
Yeah, like, hey, let's tip the valet guy $10.
Exactly.
And the people that never have cash are the people that are always like, I'll Venmo you. Never seen it.
Right.
Never.
So what? He's like, babe, you got this, right?
Oh, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happened?
The day before we were moving in, I was just like walking in the living room, and I noticed on his desk was his credit card statement. So I kind of glanced over, and this man literally paid everything with his credit card.
How much of this statement did you see? Like, tell us, what did it say?
He owes like $50,000.
Whoa! He's 50 G's in debt?
Yeah. And I was just like, I can't do this. And I literally pulled the plug. And I mean, we were literally going to, I was going to move in the next day. And I was just like, I can't do this. I saw that bill statement and I was like, oh no.
That was
like,
a sign.
Finances are a big deal.
Well, of course. I mean, that was a sign from God. You guys are going to, I'm assuming you're going to split the finances and the rent and all that stuff or whatever, right?
Heck yeah.
And okay. If he wasn't actually splitting it and just putting it on a credit card, then, it's eventually going
to
be
your
problem.
Yeah, and then I'm
going to
have to be responsible.
Oh, yeah. So, right. You probably made the right decision then, Erica.
Definitely.
So what did you end up doing?
So I literally, I pulled the plug and I didn't move in and we're not together, I broke it off. Come to find out, I also found out that he put the first month's rent and the security deposit on the credit card.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Wow.
I thought you had to have them. Well, all right, whatever. I mean, some places are different than others.
Okay, you could put your, I mean, I've paid rent before with a credit
card.
Really?
I've never been allowed
to
do
you,
that.
No, you could do
I've
that.
I've never done it either.
Yeah, I paid
never
on online. You, I mean, that's
I'm,
an option.
I'm sure there's a fee, too, though, because it's, like, not actually your money. So.
Sure. But, oh, yeah, you dodged a bullet on that one, Erica.
Ooh.
So the day before you were supposed to move in with your boyfriend, you find out he's 50 G's in credit card debt, and you pull the plug. Mm. You pull the plug the night before.
Yeah.
Good for you. I don't know what to say.
I
don't know what to say. You dodged a bullet. Where did you end up going?
I ended up going back to my parents' house.
Mm, good choice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sure, I mean, I had to figure things out. Yeah, I know. I had to figure things out. My parents are great. But come to find out, he ended up having a girlfriend, and she had to bail him out. He had, like, a gambling issue, and Again, he was like, I think $10,000 in it, and she had to like bail him out and help him. And
thank God that's not your life. Yeah, thank God that's not your life.
Yikers.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
You should be. Great story. Absolutely. We're grateful. Thanks for the call, Erica.
Of course.
Hey, chin up.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
Like, thanks.
Okay. Bye, Erica. Like, thank you so much.
You're always so great with your words. People leave talking with you and they feel like they could run through a brick wall.
I would assume
all
so.
All you said is chin up.
I would assume so. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I backed out of a call center job. I did one day and bailed. Worst job I ever had.
It's for the best.
Don't, you're preaching to the choir. I did 2.5 years of that trash. Yeah. Great professional fundraiser. Very professional.
Mm.
But man, that job will mentally and emotionally destroy you. Good morning, guys. I was in the chair about to get a tattoo. Realized I don't want a guy by the name of Sloppy Pete making permanent decisions on my body, so I left.
You know, and that's fair.
Yeah, 100%.
That's completely fair. So
if you guys are listening right now, I just want to let you know that if you're outside in the car staring at a building, questioning your entire life, this is your sign. This is your sign to back out. Unless it's jury duty.
And then,
in which case,
there will be a warrant out for your arrest.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's your Breezy from PXY Mornings, and I want to talk about my friends at Bristol Mountain. Guys, I'm not going to lie. I'm truly obsessed with them because there is just so much fun to be had right here in Rochester in the wintertime. Everyone's trying to flee and go to Florida. No need. You can stay right here and have a blast on the mountain. And if you're looking to do so and maybe do so with friends, Bristol has you covered with their iconic Friends and Family Night every Saturday and Sunday. So that's tomorrow and the day after. A group of three of you can ski or ride for just $119 after 3:30 p.m. Listen, night skiing just hits different, in my opinion. It's a thrill, it's a journey, and you're going to have so much fun with you and maybe two of your besties, maybe your parents. I don't care who you bring. You're getting a deal either way. They are making snow. I know it's like 50 something degrees right now, but they are constantly pumping out snow with twice the vertical world-class snowmaking and those two high-speed quads to get you up and down those freshly powdered mountains. Start planning your next adventure right now at bristlemountain.com.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. A lot of us have anxiety. There's no doubt about that because there's a big game on this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Bills are going up against the Jaguars in Jacksonville. It's a 1 p.m. game on Sunday, and this is it, man. Playoffs are here. It's wild card weekend.
I can't believe we're like at the end of the season, basically, and like this is where rubber meets the road.
This is it. I mean, you remember the heartache last year? I showed up here on my birthday, and I was miserable. I was miserable.
Yeah, it wasn't super fun, but how are we all feeling? Let's use this time as a little group therapy. Let's be a sounding board for one another. I said to my fiance yesterday, I was like, I'm anxious. She's like, oh my God, don't be. Literally, don't be. I'm like, oh, that always works when you just like tell me not to be something.
Sure.
You know? And again, yes, it's just a game. I've only been watching and following for 2 years. Yada, yada. But like.
But last year was the first year. Since
I
you jumped on the
my heart being ripped out of my chest.
Correct. Now you know what it feels like for all these fans who've been diehard fans for years and years and years, their entire life.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go through that time and time again is emotionally exhausting, but we love it. It's called loyalty.
Okay.
Bill's Mafia is a lifestyle.
How are you feeling after all of your visions and premonitions?
Pretty
share with the class. Share with
pretty
the class.
Confident. So earlier in the week, during the vibe check, when we started the show off, I told Breezy I had a dream. I think it was maybe Sunday night. And I was sitting at Super Bowl 60. I don't have any intention of going. But in my dream, I'm at Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. And it was the Buffalo Bills up against the Los Angeles Rams. That's what I saw. I felt like I was there.
Who were you there with?
Don't know. But I was in the stands, had a beer. I was rooting for the Bills, and I'm like, I woke up the next morning. I'm like, man, was that a sign of things to come?
Very vivid. Very vivid.
So I'm calling it right now. Not trying to jinx anything. I don't want you guys coming from my head. But I don't know about you guys, but I feel like every time this happens and it comes down to the wire, and you can't help but have this gut in your stomach. You know what I mean? Like, just, you so badly want this team to win. If they're not going to do it now, then when?
Yeah.
I started looking at hotels in Buffalo for the parade after they win the Super Bowl.
There's a lot of people that have already booked their hotels for the day after, and then they'll just cancel it if things go sideways. But that has been a thing that people have been doing that I know. They're like, yeah, hotel's booked just in case.
In Buffalo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people, actually. Actually, they do that every year. Like, some of my friends do. They're like, we just booked a hotel just in case.
Yeah, see, all my friends do.
If that is the case... Do you know what time the parade... Okay, we're getting way ahead of ourselves.
I don't know.
Do you know?
No.
If so, not us broadcasting live from the parade.
I don't know. I mean, it's an option. We would love for you, some of you guys, to come with us if that's the case. And I know maybe we're jumping the gun here a little bit, but it's nice to just kind of be hopeful, if you will.
We're going to come back Monday morning and just in a puddle of our own tears.
So last year, when it came down to that one play against the Chiefs, and it was really down to the wire, because it was year after year... My watch started to tell me that my heartbeat...
You were having a heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a notification on my watch that said, your heartbeat is higher than normal for standing still. I go, yeah, no.
You want to start a cardio workout? Want to start logging a workout? Yeah. Okay, guys.
So this is, you have to wear the Bills gear that I got you.
Yes, absolutely.
For Christmas. Guys, whatever you got, Josh Allen, but... Don't you? I don't care if you have a Stephon Diggs jersey. Do not wear it. Burn it. Okay. I'm gonna start pounding seltzer.
Where are you watching? I feel like you can't watch this any other place but like the comfort of either your home or like someone close. Can't go to a bar.
No, I'll be with friends out in Penfield.
Okay.
There's probably be like 15 of us, 16 of us.
Okay.
But I think this is, it's very, very exciting times. If the Bills win against Jacksonville on Sunday, then they're most likely going to move on to go play either the Denver Broncos, the Houston Texans, or the Pittsburgh Steelers, which we hate all of them.
No, fully.
That's what it
is. Okay. All right. Everything's fine. Everyone just breathe. We're all going to be okay.
So we're going to check in Monday morning and see what happened. But guys, I'm calling it right now. Bills Rams, Super Bowl 60, San Francisco.
Clip this.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. forgetteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.